USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing.
King Charles addressing his nation after the death of Queen Elizabeth. It's his inaugural address from Buckingham Palace. While entering the palace, he was greeted by cheering crowds and some saying, "God save the Queen." While in Columbus, Ohio, President Biden confirms he's heading overseas to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
Yes. I don't know what the details are yet, but I'll be going.
Biden adding he hasn't spoken to King Charles. A new study finds a link between artificial sweeteners and heart disease. Published in the medical journal, BMJ researchers issuing a warning to people who consume large amounts of sucralose. It's found in Splenda along with other products including ice cream, canned fruits, and flavored yogurts. It can increase the risk of coronary heart disease. According to NBC News, several studies have shown that artificial sweeteners are also linked to other health issues like organ failure, diabetes, and an increased risk of cancer. Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil, and these, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head on.
Republican Bill Lee visiting the city and saying that crimes that include a deadly shooting spree on Wednesday prove why law enforcement is so important. He noted a commitment to bring on 100 highway patrol troopers, and 20 will be put in Memphis. Thanks for listening, and happy Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
As buses of illegal immigrants continue to leave Texas and head to sanctuary cities across the nation, a Republican congressman is giving the thumbs up.
Republican Congressman Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax fully supports Governor Greg Abbott's plan of busing illegal immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities. Representative Babin says Democrat leaders need to tell the president to secure our border now.
Instead of bad-mouthing our governor down here, they need to get on the telephone and call their president and say, "Hey, Mr. President, start doing your job."
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The governor of Texas is sending state troopers back to Uvalde. It comes as there was another shooting this week linked to a street gang feud. It happened near the memorial that has been set up to honor the 19 students and two teachers who were murdered in May. However, the increased police presence comes as the state police force continues to be criticized for the delayed reaction to the school shooting. The Boy Scouts of America is set to exit bankruptcy. That's after a judge agreed to a nearly $2.5 billion restructuring plan this week. It means the abuse claims can be settled as well. More than 80,000 men say they suffered abuse. The agreement ends a bankruptcy process that started more than 2.5 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.